Tantor Audio presents Missing Microbes, How the Overuse of Antibiotics is Fueling Our Modern Plagues, by Martin J. Blaser, M.D., narrated by Patrick Lawler. We live in the age of bacteria, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, until the world ends. Stephen J. Gould, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1993. 1. Modern Plagues. I never knew two of my father's sisters. In the little town where they were born, early in the last century, they didn't see their second birthdays. They had high fevers, and I am not sure what else. The situation was so dire that my grandfather went to the prayer house and changed his daughter's names to fool the angel of death. He did this for each girl. It did no good. In 1850, 1 in 4 American babies died before his or her first birthday. Lethal epidemics swept through crowded cities as people were packed into dark, dirty rooms with fetid air and no running water. Familiar scourges included cholera, pneumonia, scarlet fever, diphtheria, whooping cough, tuberculosis, and smallpox. Today, only 6 in every 1,000 infants in the United States are expected to die before age 1, a remarkable improvement. Over the past century and a half, our nation and other countries in the developed world have been getting healthier. Chalk it up to improved sanitation, rat control, clean drinking water, pasteurized milk, childhood vaccinations, modern medical procedures including anesthesia, and, of course, nearly 7